Italy's temporary technocrat Prime Minister Mario Monti has proved popular with Italians despite having pushed through massive public spending cuts, pay freezes and a rise in the pension age. But his approval ratings tumbled this week from over 60% to 42% after he announced plans to reform Italy's labour market, one of the most rigid in the world. The markets have responded well. At a bond auction earlier this week, Italy comfortably sold new debt. But will Italians get behind Mr. Monti's latest efforts? Charlotte Ashton reports from Milan.
If Mario Monti has a vision for Italian business, it surely looks something like this. I'm in the factory of a company called Omet in Lecco, Italy's most industrial region, about an hour north of Milan. They make specialist machinery for printing things like labels and packaging. Their customers are all around the world, 75% outside Europe, and they've been growing by at least 10% a year for the past decade. They employ about 180 people at the moment, and that, they say, is set to grow if Mr. Monti's reform package becomes law.
We're just asking for that flexibility and that help that our international competitor already have since a lot of years.
Antonio Bartasaghi is president of Omet. He says Mario Monti's plans to loosen employment law will allow him to take on 20 new people immediately. At the moment, he's reluctant to commit to more contracts than is absolutely necessary because the law requires companies to rehire people they've dismissed if the courts deem it to be without just cause, which they usually do, at vast expense to the employer. It's a barrier Italian business can do without.
Giving more flexibility to the labour market is a way to let companies hire more people, invest on training, invest on those people who are the good potential of growth. We miss opportunities if we don't have the courage of hiring people, because when we hire people, then it's more difficult to separate from that person than separating from a wife, for example. That's crazy.
If the Italian Parliament passes Mario Monti's reforms, Italian workers will still be some of the best protected in the world. Indeed, there are plenty of economists here who say he's not being radical enough. But for Italy's unions, Mr. Monti is driving a knife through the heart of workers' rights. And here at the Milan headquarters of CGIL, Italy's biggest union, the posters are out rallying members to large-scale strikes.
We will strike, we will fight.
Marcello Scipioni is secretary of Milan's Metalworkers Union.
This law will let the employees fire that man, not another one, that man. I want to fire him because you organize strikes sometime, you want to be paid in the right time. They want to have afraid workers, and we don't want to have afraid workers. It's a fight about power in the workplaces.
For the students milling around here in the sunshine at Varese University, the struggle over employment law seems a bit irrelevant. 30% of young Italians are unemployed. Those who do work are largely on short-term contracts with few of the benefits their parents have enjoyed.
We need to change, first of all, I think the politicians. They are all old, in my opinion, and they all only think about themselves. They don't think to young people.
Even Mr. Monti?
Mr. Monti is trying to do something, but the only one who pays now, in this moment, are poor people. Rich people are always the same. Nothing is changed for them.
There's no chance for us, because they all search people that have experience like 10 years or 5.
Italy needs to change, but especially Italians need to change a lot. They need to change the mentality on changes. I mean, I don't want to end up like my father, who started being a driver at 16 years old and is probably going to do that until he's 70. I want to do a lot of different things in my life.
That would be music to Mario Monti's ears. He says young Italians need to get used to the idea that in the future, jobs for life won't exist. And one man who thinks that will be good for Italy is online entrepreneur Emiliano Novelli. He runs networking and recruitment events at Italian universities, and there's one on here now in Varese. The idea? is to promote a more adventurous approach to work among Italy's young.
Italian students must finish university when they are 23, 24, no more. Then they have to go in the first company that they can find. They have not to think that they have to find the place for the rest of their life. And then they have to change. They have to discover what they want to do. Young people have to do what they dream. So they have to believe in their dreams. They have to understand that in Italy we have opportunities. We can make new startup. They can be a new young entrepreneur. They can... if you can dream it, you can do it, Walt Disney said.
And that's where the Italian debate about the labour market takes you, from legal technicalities to soul-searching and dreams. Because for Italians, it's as much about cultural change as structural reform. For Prime Minister Monti, it's his biggest test yet.
That report from Charlotte Ashton.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
Hello, America, I'm John.